Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the dark Creston Valley, and not much of a hint of any light yet, but we have a cool -3 degrees. Oh, -4. Changed since the last time I looked at it. -4 degrees, and the winds are out of the north at 4 kilometers an hour. Humidity is sitting at 93%, and let's see, we've got mainly cloudy. Of course, I have to trust Environment Canada on that, because I can't see the sky. Nope, not light enough yet. We're going to have mainly sunny over the higher terrain this morning, and becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, with a high of +2 degrees. And looks like the overnights are going to be around the -2, -3 range, and then the highs for the next few days around 0 to 2. And then come Thursday, we're going to have some cloud move in. And then on the weekend, there's a 60% chance of flurries, most likely in the upper elevations. Down in the valley here, we'll probably get a little bit of rain, if that's what we're going to get on that 60%. Well, what to start things off with here today? I'm kind of thinking little George Thorogood won't be too bad. Although I have to cue this particular song up a little bit further ahead, because there was a lot of chit-chat. This is a live cut, so I'm just going to jump in at the 1 minute 40 second mark and see if we can't make this work. Let's work together, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Stand any boy, girl, woman, and a man. people.
Yeah, this is Mark from Innisfail. Why don't you tune in to Jazz on South Kootenay Radio every night at 10.
Wanna tell you about this girl I love. Oh my, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she'll be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so, and thrill her with my every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. I got a woman wanna fall all day. I got a woman and she won't be true. Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks are standing in line. They say they come and pray to the Lord, but when my little girl just looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is singing low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a woman wanna fall. I got a woman that you won't be true, no, no. I got a woman stay drunk all the time. Said I got a little woman that you won't be true. In the bars with the men who play guitar, still drinking and remember the time. My little lover does the midnight shit, fool around all the time. I guess there's just one thing left for me to do. And I pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worry mind, sharing what I thought was mine. But I'll even when my guitar plays. I got a woman with a ball all day. Oh, I got a little woman that she won't reach.
Hey, hey, what can I do?
I got a woman sit drunk all the time.
Hey, hey, what can I say?
I got a woman like the ball all day.
Hey, hey, what can I say?
I got a
All right, that's The Who with Joined Together. And before that, we had Hootie and the Blowfish doing a Led Zeppelin song, Don't Tell Tara. Hey, hey, what can I do? Yes, my number one Led Zeppelin fan isn't listening this morning, so that's why I thought I would slide that one in by Hootie and the Blowfish. Yeah. Minus 4 degrees in the Creston Valley, going up to plus 2 with some sun and cloud today. And it is time for this day in Canadian history, November the 26th. Our first story is from 1917 out of Ottawa. And Frank Calder is elected president of the new National Hockey League, founded on this day. The new league replaces the National Hockey Association and consists of Montreal Canadiens, Montreal Maroons, Toronto Arenas, the Ottawa Senators, and Quebec Bulldogs. Quebec did not operate that first season. 7 years later, the Boston Bruins would become the first U.S. club to get a franchise. And look how many teams they have now. About 142, I think. Yeah. Also on this day, in 1926, Charles Vincent Massey takes up duties as first Canadian ambassador to Washington, Canada's first official diplomatic posting to a foreign country after the Balfour Report and Dominion independence. And in 1991, goalie Manon Riom plays one game for the QMJHL, Three Rivers hockey team, the first woman to play a major junior A hockey team, later a goaltender for the women's Canadian national team at the 1992 and 1994 World Championships, winning a gold medal both times. 1992, signed as a free agent by the Tampa Bay Lightning and played in an exhibition game, Tampa Bay versus the St. Louis Blues, on September the 23rd, 1992, making her the first woman to play a professional hockey game. 1998, goalie of the Canadian Olympic silver medal women's team. And a couple of birthdays here. I won't go too long because, wow, there's quite a few of them today. Rich Little was born on this day in 1938 in Ottawa. And I'm not sure if Rich Little's still alive or not. During his career, he used to do over 200 characterizations in his stage show, including uncanny versions of Humphrey Bogart, John Wayne, Cary Grant, and Clark Gable. He's also worked as an actor in such films as A Late Shift, Happy Hour, Dirty Tricks, and host of TV's Rich Little Show in 1976. And apparently, he had an album called the Ronald Reagan Album, and The First Family Rides Again. Sold over a million copies. Of course, if you need any more info about Rich Little, Google is your friend. Yeah. Anyways, what else? Anything else here I can find? Robert Goulet was born on this day in 1933, actor, baritone, born at Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1933, brought up in Edmonton. Goulet won a singing scholarship at the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto in 1950. Yeah, Rich Little's still alive, one of my listeners just sent me a note. Yeah. Oh, and get a load out of this. Robert Goulet had his concert debut in 1951 in Edmonton. He also worked at a disc jockey at Edmonton's radio station CKUA for 2 years. Probably my favorite Canadian radio station. Yeah. And let's see. In 1960, he landed a role as Lancelot in Lerner and Lowe's Broadway premiere of Camelot opposite Richard Burton and Julie Andrews. Wins a Grammy as Best New Artist in 1962. 1968, won a Tony Award for his role as Jacques in Happy Time. Hit songs include On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, My Love, Forgive Me, and Camelot. He also acted in Mr. Wrong, I'd Rather Be Rich, Atlantic City, Beetlejuice, Naked Gun 2.5, The Smell of Fear, Scrooged, and Blue Light. And of course, if you need any more information, Google is your friend. There you go. Now, I have one other item I wanted to bring up here. Yeah, let's see. What year was that? 1969, out of New York City. The Band receives a gold record for their album simply titled The Band. I believe it was their second album after Music from the Big Pink. I'm going to play a song off of that album right now. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, right here on South Goodney Radio.
We were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well.
The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They
la 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 the morning light. Casualties at dawn. And we did it all. Long time ago when we was fab. That magnified the tears. Studied warts and arm. Still alive for all and all. Long time ago when we was fat. But it's all over now, baby.
George Harrison there with When We Was Fab. That's from his Cloud Nine album of 1987. And let's see, we're coming up to our news update, but before I do, you know I love to read a couple of clips out of the police report here in the weekly newspaper, the Crescent Valley. And again, I'm not disappointed about what's reported this week. We've got one here where police were unable to locate a driver who ran a stop sign and gave the finger to a female driver as he drove away from the intersection of Murdoch and Northwest Boulevard. Oh, such crime. Yeah. And I'm not quite sure what the deal is here, but a Prince Charles Secondary School student reported seeing four suspicious, oddly dressed males in the area, all in different locations. Terrible. All right, one more here. This one's a little more serious. Police were unable to immediately locate a trio of spray-painting vandals near Canyon Street and 15th Avenue North. A short time later, a female and two males were reported to be on the roof of the Legion with beer. They were checked and had no spray paint or break-in tools and were given a verbal warning. I tell you, the RCMP here must just crack up at some of this stuff. Unbelievable. All right. 801, I've talked long enough. I've got Joe, my favorite pencil neck buddy here, right behind me, tapping his toe and fidgeting with his pencils and his pocket protector. And I see he's got a brand new pair of polyester pants on today. And he's going to give us a 4 minute and 30 second news update. And we'll be back on the second half hour here with some more great music for you.
It is November 26th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The NHL has come to terms on a new Canadian TV contract, and for now at least, the CBC is still in the game. The new contract is with Rogers. It covers 12 years, and it's worth more than $5 billion. But a deal has been reached with CBC, and Hockey Night in Canada will stay on the air for at least four seasons, starting in 2014. Rogers will assume all editorial control of the broadcast and will have the final say on who and what is on the air. CBC's first Hockey Night in Canada broadcast debuted back in 1952. Still with hockey news, 10 former NHL players have filed a class action lawsuit against the league, claiming it didn't do enough to protect them from suffering head injuries over their careers. The CBC's Carly Agro has the details.
They are claiming that the NHL did not do enough to protect them from the effects of concussions. But in order to be successful in this lawsuit, the players must prove that the NHL had medical or scientific evidence about head injuries and intentionally withheld that information from the player. So it is really the concealment issue here that is going to be key. And the players say that if they'd had that information, maybe they would have made a different decision, not only about playing the game, but also returning to the game after they suffered head injuries.
That's the CBC's Carly Agro in Toronto. Now, among the former players involved in this lawsuit are two former 50-goal scorers, Gary Lehman and Rick Vive. The court action comes just 3 months after the National Football League settled a similar lawsuit with its former players. That settlement ended up being worth more than $700 million. After last night's four federal by-elections, nothing technically has changed on the federal political map. Both the Liberals and the Conservatives held on to their ridings, with the Liberals winning in Toronto Centre and in the Montreal riding of Bourassa. As for the Conservatives, their wins were in Manitoba, but in one of the races, the Liberals almost pulled off an upset. Here's the CBC's Karen Pauls.
The race to replace former Tory cabinet minister Vic Taves was never really in doubt. Ted Falk won with nearly 60% of the votes cast in Provence, almost double the Liberal. But in Brandon-Souris, another traditionally conservative riding, the results seesawed all night. Finally, Tory Larry Maguire pulled ahead of the Liberal candidate, winning by just under 400 votes.
It is embarrassing.
Royce Koop is a political scientist at the University of Manitoba.
The fact that the Conservatives had just won it by the skin of their nose says something to the party. And one of the strongest Conservative seats in the country wants to send them a disapproving message. That's something they should pay attention to.
Koop says the real story in both Manitoba by-elections is the drop in Conservative support and the increase for the Liberals. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.
A report will be tabled in Ottawa today on the state of Canada's prisons. It's an annual update from the country's prison ombudsman, who has found the system is bulging at the seams. Here's the CBC's Maureen Brosnan.
Canada's correctional investigator says federal prisons have seen a dramatic increase in the number of black, Hispanic, Asian, and East Asian inmates, 75% in the past decade. At the same time, Howard Saper says the number of Caucasian prisoners has dropped in both number and percentage. Part of it is due to Canada's changing demographics, but it may be more.
Clearly, there's some other things to look at when you see 75% increases.
Aboriginal people continue to be overrepresented, especially Aboriginal women. Overall, the inmate population has reached an historic high, 15,000 people behind bars. Saper says that's led to overcrowded conditions, growing tensions, assaults, and unrest. Spending on Canada's prison system has now reached $2.6 billion. But Saper says there's little evidence that higher incarceration rates mean safer streets. Maureen Brosnan, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, for that news update. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. Minus 4 degrees in the Crescent Valley right now. We have light winds out of the north at 4 kilometers an hour, and we're going up to a high of 2 degrees today with some sunshine. All right, been a while since I heard something from the Beatles' White Album, and what better way to start off the second half hour than by listening to Rocky Raccoon right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. He drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Checked out, and he left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy.
I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, 'cause I'm Batman.
Whiskey, it's all the same.
right, something for all you Fred heads out there. Fred Eaglesmith from the Cha 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 album, Dynamite and Whiskey, and that one came out in 2010. And of course, Fred's on tour right now, currently touring Southern Ontario. Yeah, his next show will be at the Port Dalhousie Legion. Yeah. FredEaglesmith.com if you need to know where he's playing. All right, it is 8:14. It's pretty darn close to this day in rock and roll history, so let's get rolling with that. Cue up a little theme music here by Link Wray. Okay, we got a couple of birthdays to report here for November the 26th. Our first one is from 1937, and that's when Phil Humphrey was born. Of course, Phil played guitar for the Fendermen and their big hit Mule Skinner Blues. Also, we had Jim Sundquist, also a guitar player for the Fendermen, also born in 1937. And, of course, you know, their big hit, Mule Skinner Blues. Tina Turner, born on this day in 1939. And one of her big hits, well, of course, Proud Mary. But what's love got to do with it later in her career? I guess Tina's been living in Switzerland here since the mid-90s and has applied for Swiss citizenship. Yeah. 1944, Jean Terrell was born, and Jean is one of the vocalists for the Supremes. 1945, John McVie, bass player for Fleetwood Mac. Of course, John was with the band almost right from the beginning. I think he joined up about a week or two after they had formed, back in the 60s when they were a blues band. Yeah. All right, now we got a bunch of useless trivia here that for November the 26th, and our first little bit of useless trivia dates back to 1955, and that's when Bill Haley's War Rock. All right, I'll have another coffee. I'll be okay. Rock Around the Clock. It reaches number one in the UK and is considered to be the first rock and roll record to accomplish that feat. Also in 1955, 16 Tons by Tennessee Ernie Ford tops the Billboard single chart, becoming the fastest-selling single in recorded history. Going to the top of the charts, imagine that, eh? 1962, the Beatles re-record Please Please Me at EMI's Abbey Road Studios under the direction of producer George Martin, who told the band that the original ballad version was too bloody boring for words. The song was rearranged and an up-tempo rocker would rise to number two in the UK. Yeah. 1966, I'm Losing You by The Temptations enters the US R&B chart, where it will become the group's fourth straight number one hit. The record peaked at number eight on the pop chart. The tune will return in versions by Rare Earth in 1970 and Rod Stewart in 71. 1974, Elton John's Greatest Hits will become his fifth consecutive number one album in the U.S. It spent 10 weeks there. 1977, a 20-track collection called The Sound of Bread that featured the soft rock style of David Gates and Company replaces the Sex Pistols, never mind the Bollocks. Yeah. What else do we have here? 1994, When Hell Freezes Over was the answer for former Eagle members would give when a reunion would take place. When they finally gave in to financial pressure, the band titled their album just that, When Hell Freezes Over. It would hit the top of the Billboard album chart on that day. The effort was a combination of live versions of earlier hits, along with some studio cuts of newly recorded material. There you go. The critics didn't much like it. I think they gave it about a 3 out of 5. Okay, happy birthday going out to Tina Turner. We've got something from her Private Dancer album. She released this one in 1984, and we're going to listen to What's Love Got to Do With It right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Go your own way. Go. we're laying on the beach. My friends and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio, tune into the Rock Hour at 5.
Turn on the tube while I see you have it, then they said it since you had your little crash. But you might feel better if they gave you some cash. The more I think about it, oh, Billy was right. Let's kill all the lawyers, kill them tonight. You don't want to work, you want to live like a king. But the big bad world doesn't owe you a thing. Get over it. Get over it. If you don't want to play, then you might as well admit. Get over it. Get over it.
That's the Eagles with Get Over It, finishing up our little segment here, This Day in Rock and Roll History. And, of course, that particular album coming out in 1994. And before that, we had The Temptations, I Know I'm Losing You. That was a big hit for them back in 1966. We had the Beatles, Please Please Me. That one was recorded by them in 1962. And we played a little Fleetwood Mac there, Go Your Own Way. Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, the bass player, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1955. And we started things off with Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina, of course, born on this day in 1939. All right, let's have a quick look at the weather here across the country. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're sitting at -4. We're supposed to go up to 2 degrees in the sunshine today. Vancouver is cloudy and 1. It's quite windy and snowing in Whitehorse at -10. Calgary, -5 and cloudy. -2 and 22 in Regina. And Winnipeg, sunny and -13. 0 and rain in Toronto. Halifax, 2 degrees with some sunshine and snowing. In St. John's, Newfoundland, 1 degree. All right. Got some Coco Montoya lined up here. Now, this might be a little bit too heavy for a morning show, but we're going to give it a try. And we'll see if we need extra coffee after this one. I don't know. Same old thing right here on South Kootenai Radio.
woman, but you're the best thing I ever had. It's the same old thing. Woman, where you been? It's that same old thing. Baby, where you been?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. A little bit of a Band of Skulls there, Death by Diamonds and Pearls. And, of course, that brings us up to a quarter to the hour where it's time for this day in it's not the rock and roll history. We've already done that. I'll be okay. I'm just a little sidetracked here. I got the phone call running in the sidelines here. But it's time for our artist or album highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. But we have some exciting news. Bedazzled has officially changed their name. They're now called Gold and Treasures. And, of course, their website and everything associated with the company will be changed here shortly. Same store, new name. Awesome host down there, Kevin and Sandy. So get down there. It's time for your Christmas shopping. There's lots of goodies down there. And today, what we've picked out is John Fogerty's Center Field album. This one came out in 1985, January of 1985. And, the critics kind of like this one, along with any John Fogerty fan or CCR fan, I think so. But we're going to play a few songs off it, and we're going to start off with the title track here, Center Field, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
We'll be right back. for you and no one else. Hey, let's go all over the world. Rock and roll, girl. Rock and roll, girl.
Shop at Bedazzled for two reasons: great merchandise and South Kootenai radios playing throughout the store.
The old man is down the road. The old man.
Here we go. Yeah. All right, there you go, everybody. We got a little bit of a John Fogerty there from the Centerfield album, which, of course, brought to you by Bedazzled, which is now called Golden Treasures, right here in the Creston Valley. The best-looking building in all of downtown Creston. And, of course, we heard Mr. Green, the old man down... Mr. Green? No. See, I still got those Saskatchewan Rough Riders on the brain. Mr. Greed... The Old Man Down the Road and Rock and Roll Girls, and we started things off with the title track there, Center Field. And that's it for our morning show, everyone. Hope you enjoyed what you heard today, and we will be back again tomorrow morning at 7:30 till 9 for another live show, but that's not all we do here at South Kootenai Radio. This sucker broadcasts 24/7. We got lots of great theme shows throughout the day. You can check our schedule at theskr.com. Click on the schedule there. And you'll also find out that on the Hot Chicken and LP show, which runs 7 days a week, we play the full album, and they're all listed there. And today we're going to be listening to Ryan Adams' Gold. Anyways, have a great day, everyone. We've got Joe with a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and we'll be back with some more great music. Have a great day, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
It is November 26th.